security, scheduling, and technology security. In the U.S., the Transportation Security Agency, TSA, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security, has responsibility for transportation security. The TSA requires advance information about shipments through electronic manifests before air freight can depart and land. Several other mechanisms are standard practices of the TSA, including establishing partnerships with the shipping community, screening risky freight with a variety of tools, for example, non-intrusive radiation and canine inspection, and using computer tools to evaluate the risk of shipments before they enter U.S. airspace. For U.S. legislation, the TSA is required to screen 100% of freight that is being placed aboard passenger flights at the same level of scrutiny that passenger baggage gets. Security, both on the ground and in transit, affects the air freight transport mode more than the other modes. Consider the number of pieces of luggage and freight carried by air in a year, and then imagine scanning each piece for explosives. The challenge of maintaining a secure environment on aircraft is a continually evolving process. Scheduling. Airlines offer both scheduled and charter services for freight transport. Freight can be scheduled for transport either in the aircraft belly during passenger flights or with an all-cargo air freighter company. The main benefit to a scheduled flight service is its predictability. A drawback is that commercial passenger flights may not have sufficient room for transporting your freight, as passenger luggage takes precedence. The main benefit to a charter freight service is flexibility to adjust its service to meet the shipper's schedule and cargo requirements. A drawback to charter services is the high price for the convenience of setting up a schedule unique to your needs. In addition, charter services can take time to procure without an existing relationship with a freight forwarder or the charter service. Technology. Errors in an airline reservation system and other network issues can ground flights for shippers. While not a frequent occurrence, this can be very disruptive. Consider the delays caused by a backup of flights when a busy airport is shut down for an hour or two. Some automated methods of integrating air freight systems into customs clearing systems exist to significantly speed up paperwork processing times. An example is the Air Cargo Fast Flow program developed by the Port Authority of New York/New Jersey.